Bless, Master.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city and every city and country and the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord. For seasonable weather, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by land, by sea, and by air, for the sick, the suffering, for captives, and for their salvation, let us pray to the
Lord.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the
Lord. Have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
To thee, O Lord.
For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Cry to the Lord, pray and serve me. Deliver me, O Lord.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Virgin, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
For thine is the majesty, and thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which gave
us, O God, by thy grace. Commemorate in our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Oh,
us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed, glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord.
For thou art our God, the God who has mercy and who saves, and to thee we ascribe glory, to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
My soul, what a prison that I made. that we may receive great mercy from Christ our God.
For the righteous shall away be until the recompense be.
لنصوموا أيها الإخوة جسديا فلنصوموا أيضا روحيا ولنحل وثاق الظلم والاغتصاب كله ونمزق كل صيف جاري ولنطعم الجائعين خبزا ونأوي الذين لا مأوى لهم في بيوتنا لكي ننالوا من المسيح الإله الرحمة العظمى.
Out of the depths have I cried to thee, O Lord, Lord, hear my voice.
Whatever is excellent and worthy of praise, rightly subscribe to the saints, for they bowed their necks beneath the sword for your sake, who bowed the heavens and came down. They shed their blood for you, who emptied yourself, taking the form of a servant. They humbled themselves even unto death, following the example of your lowliness. By their prayers have mercy on us, O God, and come to you.
What I did is be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who shall stand? For with thee there is forgiveness.
Glorify thy theist in Elias rode in the divine chariot of riches and was carried up to the height of heavens. Eagerly follow his example, O my humble soul. Cast from every evil and jealousy, from strife and fleeting pleasures. Then you will escape the everlasting torment of God and cry out to Christ. Glory to you, O Lord.
Because of thy name have I waited for thee, O Lord. My soul hath waited upon thy word. My soul hath hoped in the morning watch until night. From the morning watch, let us cry out, trust in the Lord.
O Father, thou who denied the world from thy youth, thou wast joyful with true faith and love as thou didst follow the crucified Christ. Thou didst mortify thy flesh through many tasks of obedience and received richly the gift of healing. Thou didst alleviate various illnesses and didst drive out every evil to the spirits to the
For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption, and he will deliver Israel from all his iniquities.
أيها الناس الضال من الجرس، لقد جحدت العالم منذ الطفولية بإيمان ومحبة صادقة، وتبعت المسيح المصلوب مصلوبا، ومت الجسد بالجهادات الكثيرة. فلمت نعمة الأسوية بغزارة لتشفي الأسقام المتنوعة وتطرد الأرواح الشريرة وظهرت عجيبا للآية.
Praise the Lord all nations, praise Him all people.
That was the adornment of the monastic so benedict, assembling a countless multitude to hymns of the Lord. Thou didst guide to heaven the steps above the rightly followed, thy divine teachings, and imitated thy virtuous life, O Father. With them we could rejoice in thy mission.
For with his mercy, for his mercy is great for us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
hearts of earth.
Grant tranquility unto me from all the disturbances of my own soul. Do not be led to any private awakenings, for I myself
am the hope. Put us not to shame of our time. For unto thee are all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and at the ages of ages.
Amen. Bless and ask in the Holy Ant.
Bless the entrance of thy holy place, always now and ever, and at the ages of ages.
Amen. Wisdom, stand upright.
O wisdom, light of the holy glory of the immortal Father, heavenly holy, blessed Jesus Christ, now that we have come to the setting of the sun, and we hold the light of evening, we praise God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
For me, it is a cult us to worship thee with voices of praise.
Silver and search for it as for hidden treasures. Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk blamelessly, guarding the paths of justice and preserving the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand righteousness and justice and iniquity, every good path. For wisdom will come into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Prudence will watch over you, and understanding will guard you. It will save you from the ways of evil men, from those who speak perversely, who forsake the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in evil doing and delight in the perverseness of evil. Those whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. It will save you from the lost woman, from the adulteress with her smooth words, who forsakes the partner of her youth and forgets her sacred covenant. For her way leads down to death and her paths to the shades. Those who go to her never come back, nor do they regain the path of life. Therefore walk in the way of the good and keep to the paths of the just. For the upright will abide in the land and the innocent will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the treasures will be rooted out of it.
Peace be to you, Peter.
Vishnu.
My prayer arise
despair, lust of power, and height of thought. But give rather the spirit of chastity, humility, patience, and love to thy servant. Yea, O Lord and King, were I to see my own transgressions, and not to judge my brother. And that we may be accounted worthy to hear the holy gospel, let us pray unto the Lord our God. Wisdom, let us be attentive, let us hear the holy gospel. Peace be to all. The reading is from the holy gospel according to St. Mark.
Let us be attentive.
The Lord said, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be
Fran, Robbie, Walla, and the newborn Eon, the
the priests Gabriel, Matishka, Laura, and newborn Ileana, our expectant parents Ola and Michael, Lindsay and Ryan, Katrina and Gary, Diana and Iman, Natalie and Shadi, Rod and Sandy, all first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, teen soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school, ushers, OCF, and preschool ministry, and for the pardon and remission of their sins. Again, we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all venerable house, for those who labor and those who sing, and for all the people here present who await thy great and rich mercy.
For thou art a merciful God and lovest mankind, and hath given thee ascribed glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Pray to the Lord, you catechumens. Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens, that the Lord have mercy on them, that he teach them the word of truth, that he reveal to them the gospel of righteousness, that he will unite them to his holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Help them, save them, have mercy on them, and keep them, O God, by thy grace. Bow your heads unto the Lord, you catechumens.
That with us they may glorify thine all honorable and majestic name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
All catechumens, depart, depart, catechumens. All that are catechumens, depart. Let no catechumen remain. Let us, the faithful, again and again in peace, pray unto the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Wisdom.
O God, great and praiseworthy, who by thy life creating cattle like Christ, has translated us from corruption to incorruption, do thou free all our senses from deadly passions, and set over them as a good guide the understanding that is within us, and let our eyes abstain from every evil sight, our hearing be inaccessible to idle words, and our tongues be purged of unseemly speech. Make clean our lips which praise thee, O Lord. Make our hands refrain from base deeds, and to work only that which is well-pleasing to thee, fortifying our members and minds by thy grace. For unto thee unto all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear, Lord,
for the peace of the whole world, the welfare of the holy churches of God, and the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those with faith, reverence, and the fear of God into therein, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear, Lord.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear, Lord.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Hear, Lord.
Wisdom.
O Master, holy and exceeding good, we have Be gracious to us sinners and make us worthy of the reception of thy only begotten Son, our God, the King of glory. For behold, his most pure body and life-giving blood, entering at this present hour, are about to be set forth on this mystical table by multitudes of heavenly hosts invisibly upborn. Grant us to partake of them without condemnation, that through them our mental sight may be illumined, and we may become the children of the light and of the day. Through the gift of thy Christ, with whom thou art blessed, together with thine own holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Now the powers of heaven do seal them visibly with us. Lo, the King of glory enters. Lo, the mystical sacrifice is born fulfilled.
Let us come near in faith and love and become communicants of life eternal. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Now the powers of heaven do serve invisibly with us. Lo, the King of glory enters. Lo, the mystical sacrifice is born fulfilled.
Let us come near in faith and love and become communicants of life eternal. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Now the powers of heaven do serve invisibly with us. Lo, the King of glory enters. Lo, the mystical sacrifice is a born fulfilled.
Let us come near in faith and love.
Father, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy upon us. Let us draw near in faith and love and become communicants of life deeper. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Abide in me and I in him, that by thy word, O Lord,
within us and sojourning among us, we may become a temple of thine all-holy and adorable Spirit, redeemed from every diabolical wile, wrought either by deed or word or thought, and may obtain the good things promised to us with all thy saints, who always have been well-pleasing to thee, and make us worthy, O Master, that with boldness and without condemnation, we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say, shalt save thy people and bless thine inheritance.
Make Christ
Christ, our true God, through the intercessions of his all-immaculate and all-blameless Holy Mother, of our Father among the saints, Gregory the Logos, whose divine liturgy we've celebrated, of the great martyr George, the trophy bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of the venerable Benedict of Nursia, who we remember on this day, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind, through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy upon us and save us.
Amen.
Bless, O Lord, the food and drink of your servants, especially the hands that have prepared it, and those who shall partake of it, for thou art holy, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.